Hey, hey, Reverend JJ, here we are back at the Lotus Lounge. So today in the United States is our official tax day. So I hope you're getting your taxes done and submitted to the corrupt government that is laundering your money. So based on the statute from the Code of Federal Regulations, 601.602, Tax Forms and Instructions. Tax return forms and instructions. The Internal Revenue Service develops forms and instructions that explain the requirements of the Internal Revenue Code and regulations. The service distributes the forms and instructions to help taxpayers comply with the law. The tax system is based on voluntary compliance, and the taxpayers complete and return the forms with payment of any tax owed. So that is the Code of Federal Regulation 601.602. And in April 1985, there was a letter that was sourced by a seated IRS commissioner. And I'm going to read that to you. On April 5th, 1985, a charge of tax evasion was filed in U.S. District Court in Indianapolis, Indiana, by U.S. Attorney George Duncan. The charge was dismissed. The defense attorney, Lowell Becraft of Huntsville, Alabama, presented irrefutable evidence that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution was never properly ratified. This amendment, which established the income tax, was signed into law despite serious defects. In reality, only two states ratified the amendment, and ratification requires 36 states to be valid. The effect of this is such that every tax paid into the Treasury since 1913 is due and refundable to every citizen and business. The official position of the service is, as it has always been, to aid and assist the citizens of the United States. We will not publish or advertise this finding, as a total immediate refund would cause a serious drain on the resources of the Treasury. For those citizens who become aware of this finding and apply for a total refund, expedite their refund documents as quickly and as quietly as possible. A simple 1040X form will suffice until a new form is designed and printed. Advise each of your managers that they are not to discuss this situation with anyone. There will be no written communication, and you are to destroy this memorandum. The Secretary of the Treasury assures me that there will be no reduction in the workforce, as this refunding activity will take a minimum of 5 years to complete. Further directions will be forwarded to what we forwarded as the need arises. The word is blanked out, so I can't quite read it. And this was written by Rosde, R-O-S-D-E-E, it looks like, or it could be R-O-S-D-C-E. It's kind of faded. L. Eager, E-G-G-E-R, Jr., Commissioner of the IRS. Every tax paid into the Treasury since 1913 is due and refundable to every citizen and business. This is from the Commissioner of the IRS, April 1985. So interesting, right? IRS private corporation, September 2006. It says CFTIG research paper. The Internal Revenue Service, a private corporation. A thorough review of available 31 USC sections, executive orders of the Secretary of the Treasury, United States of America, disclosed the following facts. So this is from the executive orders of the Secretary of the Treasury. So 31 USC is the designated US code section for tax regulation and administration of the US Treasury Department operations. Subsequent regulatory administration activities are covered by Treasury orders from the Treasury Secretary. Several sections within 31 USC state explicitly that authority may only be delegated to subordinates by the Treasury Secretary through executive Treasury orders. Public Law 94-455 in 1976 further clarified this, specifically requiring all regulations and Internal Revenue Code sections be amended to reflect that only the Treasury Secretary had the authority to take enforcement actions and carry out administration of all Treasury functions, and that any delegation of authority had to be by Treasury order. Number two, a close review of 31 USC disclosed that the Internal Revenue Service, a private corporation, is not shown as a division, bureau, or any part of the US Treasury Department. All this can be looked up anytime on FirstGov. 31 USC Chapter 3 does not list the IRS as an agency or part of the Treasury Department. 31 USC Subtitle 6 Section 9101 does not show the IRS as a government-owned corporation under government corporations. 31 USC Subtitle 1 Chapter 9 Section 901 does not list the IRS as an authorized agency. Regulations. Only the Internal Revenue Code version in the five books of federal tax regulations has the required legal citations. All right, so this jumps to number 7. Federal jurisdiction. The zone of federal jurisdiction where the U.S. federal government has exclusive legislative authority is within the District of Columbia, Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and other offshore territories and possessions, and under admiralty law in the territorial waters off the continental coasts, federal zone, outside of the territory waters controlled by the states. State zone waters, no federal legislative jurisdiction lies within the bureau, the borders of the 50 states. Federal rules, laws, and jurisdiction can only be applied within the 50 states' borders within written permission from the state for designated federal forts, magazines, interstate waterways, and buildings. This clearly prohibits the Internal Revenue Code from any application of the zone of exclusive federal jurisdiction and prohibits its application within the borders of the 50 states. Without constitutional amendment, this also clearly prohibits any federal contractor, IRS, from exerting any, oh my God, any, I don't know what this word is because it's kind of like blurred out, I'm sorry. Any jurisdiction within the borders of the 50 states. Legislative body, Congress, by public law, has not given them specific subject matter jurisdiction. And then it looks like 28 USC Section 1340 confers only civil jurisdiction for 26 CFR. The IRS, a private company, has no authority to take by force any records, property, money, or thing of value without a court order from the United States District Court. Citizens do not have to respond to a request for documents, an order to produce documents, or a summons from the IRS, which is not issued under court order. This ruling has applied to all third-party agencies and persons and includes all administrative orders and directives. U.S. Court of Appeals, Second Circuit, Washington, D.C., Schultz versus IRS, case 040196.CV. So if you're not aware of this, then you're going to keep doing what it is that you think we're supposed to be doing. Under the domestic and internal laws of war, citizens are forbidden from taking part in a war on the side of the aggressor and are legally bound to disobey the orders of any government that takes part in a legal war or supports acts of genocide, crimes against humanity, or war crimes. This duty to refuse to obey unlawful government orders includes orders to pay tax, income tax, council tax, VAT, etc. If a government uses the funds raised by taxation to wage illegal war or to commit genocide, crimes against humanity, or war crimes, then a taxpayer's normal duty to pay tax is reversed and becomes a duty to refuse to pay tax. The very essence of the Charter is that individuals have international duties which transcend the national obligations of obedience imposed by the individual state. He who violates the laws of war cannot obtain immunity while acting in pursuance of the authority of the state, if the state in authorizing action moves outside its competence under international law. And that is from the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal, 1946. So I just thought it would be significant to share some information about what is really happening here with the taxing and requirement regulations to continue to pay taxes. So that's that on the IRS. Not really sure where else I really want to go with this right now today, but I just wanted those of you to be aware. So the energy is crazy. I have a headache. I've had one since yesterday, and I was in the sun. So I was in the sun Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I went to the pool. I have a therapist that I supervise. So I have a supervisee, and we, when it's nice out, we'll meet at my pool and we do our supervision outside at the pool and do our staffing of our cases. I've been in the sun for the last 3 days. I've been using coconut oil. I have been making sure that I eat something that has vitamin C in it. So we need vitamin C to absorb calcium into the bones, okay? And we need the vitamin C and the calcium to absorb the vitamin D into the body. So I'm just making an observation. I've been in the sun for the last 3 days, right at the peak hour. So we're looking between 12 and 2, right around there. I think I was even out yesterday till about 2:30 or so. And directly in the sun, lathered up with coconut oil, and I don't have any like burn. I don't even look like I've been in the sun. Like, I mean, I definitely look like tanner, but I'm fair skinned, blonde hair, blue eyes. And most fair skinned people burn in the sun. I'm telling you, I don't even look like I've been in the sun for the last 3 days. I have no burn. I just feel great other than having a headache. And so I think from being in the sun for the last couple of days, and maybe I hadn't properly hydrated or didn't hydrate enough, but I'm also using Celtic salt. I've been putting a pinch in my water periodically, and then I've been cooking with it. And you can get too much sodium. It's possible that maybe I'm using it too much. I'm just trying to gauge it. But regardless of the fact, I've been using Celtic salt. And I learned, too, that Celtic salt has three different types of magnesium, right? And we also need magnesium to absorb into the system all the other nutrients and minerals, right? We have to have magnesium so that way we can absorb the calcium, the vitamin D, and other minerals. So also too, the Celtic salt has, it's either 62 or 82. I know I've talked about it on here before. I think it's 82 minerals that the body requires. But so the three types of magnesium chloride, which I also take that in a spray. I just spray it, onto my body, absorbs into my skin and goes into the bloodstream. So the magnesium chloride it has in the Celtic salt, magnesium sulfate, and I knew I was going to forget the other magnesium. I think it's magnesium titrate, but that could be completely wrong. I know there's three of them, and I thought I was going to remember. But just the Celtic salt alone is allowing for your body, your cells, the organs, and the tissues right, to absorb just those three types of magnesiums into the body. So I'm using that, but I just wanted to share that this has just been amazing, the amount of time I've been spending in the sun, and that there doesn't even seem to be any major recognition, acknowledgement within my body that like I'm not being, you know, there's no burn, there's no nothing. But all right, I'm looking at the time. I have a 3 o'clock and I need to get to the office. So this is going to be it for today. It's going to be short and sweet, just some information, April 15th, IRS. And then, you know, generally speaking, make sure you're hydrated. The energy is intense. The Schumann resonance has been off the chart. There's been like total like whiteout on the Schumann resonance. If you want to go ahead, you can take a look at that. But stay grounded, stay hydrated. I think shit's about to, you know, hit the fan. I've been saying that for the last 2 to 3 years, along with everybody else. And we've all just been waiting for when the fucking blow up is going to happen. So I don't know. Again, don't know what the hell's going on. I just know what's happening for myself. And just keep working on you, focus on you, because whatever you're doing to help heal yourself also heals those around you and the collective. So keep transmuting that darkness and working on healing yourself and shifting to an elevated consciousness. So here we are, yo. Let's see what happens. Enjoy your day. Monday, tax day. Namaste.